Without Portsmouth Football Club, there'd be no Sherlock Holmes. The curious case of Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, the goalkeeper. So Portsmouth, the birthplace of Charles Dickens, Brunel, Kipling, Peter Sellers, Kim Woodburn, and me. It was here that Arthur Conan Doyle arrived in the city. With just a tenner in his pocket, the 23-year-old slowly carved his name as a doctor in this city, while simultaneously lining out as a goalkeeper for AFC Portsmouth. Albeit under a pseudonym, AC Smith, out of fears that the Victorian public perception of football would have lost him patience at his doctor's surgery. He played 76 games for the club whilst working as a doctor and also managing to find the time to write 21 books. It was here in Portney in 1886 that Sir Arthur Conan Doyle penned the first few lines of Sherlock Holmes' tales, a mere few days after playing in goal for AFC Portsmouth, aka the original Pompey. As AFC Portsmouth recognises one of the main predecessors for the club we all know and love. His impact on this city's football club's origin story is massive. And with the first few lines of Sherlock Holmes being written in this very city, well, I mean, no doubt that the great inspector would have been a Portsmouth fan, a club that he helped to create. I'd say that's case closed, old chum.